The Bird Show. It's time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to need y'all to be serious. This is a serious story. Hey. Serious news.
Bringing it in.
Jonathan Majors is opening up about his guilty verdict on Good Morning America. So if you haven't been keeping up with the story, a jury found him guilty of reckless assault, a misdemeanor, and harassment of his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabbery. He says that this is a verdict that shocked him.
I was absolutely shocked and afraid. And I'm standing there, and the verdict comes down. I say, how is that possible? Based off the evidence, based off the prosecution's evidence, let alone our evidence, how is that possible?
And he also denies injuring his ex at all.
She says inside the car, you hit her in the face, yeah. Twist her arm behind her back, fracture her middle finger.
Yeah. That did not happen.
How did those injuries come about?
I wish to God I knew. That would give clarity. That would give me some type of peace about it.
But you're confident you didn't cause
them. I have no question.
So she definitely obtained those injuries because you have proof from the hospital, right? He's just saying he was not the one that gave her those injuries.
Exactly. That's what he's saying. And so as a result, there's been so much controversy with this entire case that he's actually been dropped by all Marvel films.
You think you'll ever work in Hollywood again?
Yeah, I do. I pray I do. But it's God's plan and God's timing.
What would you say? I mean, do you deserve a second chance?
Well, I think I do. I hope other people think that.
I didn't quite understand it because my son is at a different level than I am when it comes to Marvel movies and stuff like that. But apparently him not being in these next installment of Marvel movies is like a really huge deal.
Yeah, so he appeared, especially in Loki, the TV show, as a main character, and it was about to sort of launch into the next phase where he would have essentially almost been the new Thanos, yeah, in a way.
Right. Whoa.
Yeah, he was a main pivotal character, bad guy, like that everything was going to function around. So for him to be dropped is a very major decision by Marvel and a big, big deal.
So one of the most controversial things I think he said in this interview was he actually compared his new girlfriend, Megan Good, to Coretta Scott King. Oh. Now, a lot of people have felt...
Sorry, that was my... That was out loud.
That's how I felt when I saw the interview. So a lot of people have felt some type of way about her standing by Jonathan throughout this entire case because it's a domestic violence trial. He's being accused, well, and now convicted, of hurting his ex-girlfriend.
So wait, so by comparing her to Coretta Scott King, does that mean he's indirectly comparing himself to MLK?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's just a thing with him because this is the third time he's used her name. It's like some type of obsession with him wanting a woman to treat him the way that he believed Coretta treated Martin Luther King.
Mm. So in this interview, he compares Megan to Coretta Scott King, and then I will play you the clip where he does compare himself to MLK.
Major's new girlfriend, actress Megan Good, has remained by his side, even present for our interview.
How would you describe your relationship?
She's an angel. She's held me down like a Coretta, you know? I'm so blessed to have her, you know? The relationship is still fresh, but, you know, I think I found her.
So as a part of this case, Jonathan wanted his ex-girlfriend to act in that kind of way with these very high-profile women like Michelle Obama and Coretta Scott King. And the journalist was like, why were you trying to compare your ex to these women?
As you're probably well aware, that people were saying, well, why was he telling this woman to be like Coretta Scott King and Michelle Obama?
It was me trying to give an analogy of what it is I'm aspiring to be, you know, these great men, Martin, President Obama, in trying to give a reference point to that. One of the things I also say is like, I need her, in that case Grace, to make the same sacrifices that I am making.
So they haven't even been dating a year.
Well, in that clip that we just played, that was about his ex-girlfriend that he is now convicted of hurting.
But even comparing his current to Coretta, like they haven't even been dating a year. And the whole thing is very
mind-boggling.
It doesn't make any sense. He had this obsession with his ex and saying that he wanted her to treat him like Coretta. And then now with Megan, and it, like you said, it hasn't been a year. And in that pause, I really do believe the entire black community was saying, don't say Coretta, don't say Coretta. And then you can even see that he tried to find something else, but Coretta came out. And I don't get why he keeps using Coretta. And I'm pretty sure if Martin Luther King was here, he would have had a Will Smith moment. But keep my wife's name out your mouth. Please, stop.
So is he going to jail now?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
He divorced his wife 1 hour after she gave birth. But was he the a-hole? We'll discuss on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.